Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be generally cloudy, windy today, not quite as windy as yesterday. Slight chance for a shower and a high near 50. In Kenosha right now, it is 39 degrees, 38 Burlington, Milwaukee 40, and 41 in Racine. The wind gust yesterday from 48 to near 60 miles per hour in southeast Wisconsin, especially during the afternoon hours, really kicked up, caused a lot of power problems for We Energy's customers. Some 21,000 out at one point, according to officials. Repair crews going from one problem to another through the evening and into the early morning hours. Vast majority of people back online this morning. Some of those problems, of course, related to trees and tree branches making contact with power lines. One tree came down on top of a Milwaukee school bus yesterday because of the wind. Nobody hurt. Police indicate the tree got dragged about 15 more feet as the bus kept moving near 9th and Hadley. Students eventually were taken off the bus and the tree was removed. Racine's Police and Fire Commission is scheduled to meet Friday at noon, a kind of an out-of-the-ordinary closed-door discussion about extension of Police Chief Art Howell's contract. This on the news of him being named a finalist for the chief's job in Rockford, Illinois. 4 years ago, Howell was named Racine Police Chief after an unexpected nationwide search that lasted a bit longer than most people had planned. Any decision that's reached in a closed session would be announced afterward. Chief Howell putting out a statement that says, while honored to be considered a finalist for the position, his personal ties and commitment to the Racine community remain strong. He says, I have a strong desire to remain in Racine to build on the success we have achieved during the past 4 years. The new Rockford chief expected to be named next week. The other two finalists for the job in Rockford, the department's current assistant deputy chief and a commander from the Elgin, Illinois Police Department. Some Kenosha County Board supervisors expressing a few concerns this week about the seemingly routine appointment of a new county surveyor. The board was asked to approve Robert Mary of Waukesha. He works for the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission. Discussion was, how come you're going out of the county to have somebody do something in Kenosha County? Well, Supervisor Michael Skolitsky pointed out that the county pays SewerPAC for services, and that includes surveyor.
The surveying services through the SewerPAC, of course, which we fund into for a variety of different services, is also being utilized by five other counties. It is not a consistently required service.
The county surveyor only handles, by the way, property issues for the county, like property purchases. This is not about general public surveying. The appointment eventually was supported unanimously. Speaking of jobs, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the January jobless rate in the city of Racine was about 7.2%, that versus 7.8% a year ago. Kenosha slipping from 6.5 to 6.3, Milwaukee showing up second highest in the state at 6.7%. Kenosha's Washington Park Golf Course has a new clubhouse manager, Paul Johnson, previously the head professional at the Bristol Oaks Country Club and then the general manager of the Maple Crest Country Club. A news release from the city indicates Johnson wants to establish a junior program for the community through the First Tee program. And for the past couple of years, the City of Racine's Public Health Department and the Departments of Public Works, City Development, and Park and Rec have been working in tandem trying to improve the experience for anybody who goes to visit North Beach. Now Public Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says there's a community meeting going to be held Monday as kind of a first step in shaping a future master plan for North Beach. Bowersock says it'll take at least a year, though, to develop this plan.
Usually when you're looking at master plans and you're looking at comprehensive plans, you're talking anywhere from 12 to 16 or 12 to 18 months to put these together and then add various stages throughout the planning process, invite the community to see what you've done, get their perspective, find out, you know, what they like, what they don't like, you know, what they would do differently or what recommendations that they have.
Anybody attending will have a chance, she says, to weigh in on a number of issues. That meeting starts next Monday night, 6 o'clock. It'll be at Memorial Hall. Racine County ranking 62nd, Kenosha County 64th out of the 72 in Wisconsin. That according to the 7th Annual County Health Rankings put out by the UW Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The rankings are designed to be a snapshot comparing the health of nearly every county in the nation. The local level data allows each state to see how its counties compare on more than 30 factors that influence health, including education, housing, jobs, smoking, and access to healthy foods. Racine and Kenosha counties rank in the bottom quarter in several health categories, along with social and economic factors. Racine County ranked in the middle of counties for clinical care, while Kenosha County ranked last in the state for physical environment. The healthiest county in Wisconsin, according to the rankings, is Ozaukee, while the least healthy is Menominee. Milwaukee County ranked 71st. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Elmwood Park Village Board has a closed session tonight to again consider the $900,000 purchase offer on the Taylor Complex by Evergreen Academy. The board has thus far withheld approval after local attorney John Bulagic, who had offered up his services recently, recommended a closer look at the language and about selling the old Taylor home site as is. Prior to the closed meeting tonight, there will be a chance, though, for some public comment. Evergreen Academy launched 3 years ago in the old BB School at Taylor and Lathrop Avenues, but had to expand using one of the buildings at the Taylor Complex. The offer to buy is for the others, which now includes the Elmwood Park Village offices. Three issues related to the controversial water and sewer project along Highway V in Mount Pleasant, supported by the Village Plan Commission, with nobody from the public voicing any concerns or complaints. Development Director Logan Martin explaining a rezoning petition and a certified survey map were about the Racine Water Utilities request to locate a metering station along V.
It's a precast stone facade with dimensional shingle roofing. There are a couple of these out there existing today in other locations within the county for the water utility. One of the ones that I was familiar with is Nicholson Road, Caledonia, just south of Oak Creek.
Trustee John Hewitt said that 10 by 24 foot building based on the designs and landscaping ought to blend in fairly nicely with the area. Another section of a main thoroughfare in the city of Racine targeted for future renovation, 16th Street from Racine Street east to Main Street at the lakefront. During a recent Public Works Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney explained the project agreement that's being recommended would use what are called our STP funding.
We've used STP funds to work on several roadways that are functionally classified as arterial or collector. We've done Ohio Street with these funds. We've done Rapids Drive. We've done 21st Street.
Rooney noting the total project cost is estimated at just under $2 million. The city share through capital improvement budgeting would be about $469,000. That work, though, still a few years away at this point. A proposed Frank Lloyd Wright Trail would begin along I-94 at the Illinois-Wisconsin line, continue to Madison, and then to southwest Wisconsin, where the famed architect held residences. The state Senate, among the bills approved on their final day of the session, supporting a $500,000 toward the trail project. And S.C. Johnson of Racine congratulating Gateway Technical College for receiving the first Innovative Best Practices Award from the American Technical Education Association. That for Gateway's boot camp training program, which provides intensive 14 to 20 weeks of training in a variety of skills designed to meet the needs of local employers and changing industry needs. WRJN.com is our webpage, and you can listen to our newscasts whenever you want. They're in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.